Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
A KZN motorist who's trying to renew his driver's license says he's been left frustrated by ongoing closures at some testing centres in Maritzburg and Durban. He says he was turned away after being told about water and electricity outages. Over the weekend, Public Works MEC Martin May acknowledged his department's offices, as well as buildings used by transport and education, have been without power for more than a week. Mayor says the province's rates bill is now 1.8 billion rand, but that Treasury provides only 900 million rand. The MEC says most of their debt dates back 20 years. Mayor says talks with eThekwini, where they owe around 500 million rand, haven't been successful. This motorist, who's asked not to be named, says the delays have now left him with an expired license despite multiple attempts to renew it.
Okay, I've been to the Rosetta testing ground, and as I got to the gate, there's a big sign there that says we are closed till further notice. There's no water and there's no electricity. So I phoned the Department of Transport. I tried to get through Durban. I didn't get through to Durban. I phoned them to Maritzburg one, and I spoke to a lady there. And then she explained to me that they are closed. So I told her the frustration is we are going there every day and we're getting the same answer. What about those poor people that are using the taxi fare, that's catching taxis, that's paying me 60, 80 rand a day, and they're going day in, day out and coming back and forth, and they are closed. Now if the cop stops you on the road, how do I tell him that my license expired and I've been there 2 weeks and they are still closed? They're still going to give me a fine. They're going to do their job. They're going to give me a fine.
Meanwhile, eThekwini Mayor Sir Ngaba has called on Mayor to act swiftly in settling the outstanding rates debt owed to the municipality. KZN Education has confirmed that officials implicated in the irregular awarding of a school toilet contract will face disciplinary action. The special tribunal yesterday directed Education MEC Sibohla Muka to act against 16 officials linked to the 2.5 million rand mobile toilet contract. A special investigating unit probe found that the 2020 contract to supply chemical toilets to schools was awarded without a competitive bidding process in breach of public finance and treasury rules. The SIU revealed that 72 chemical toilets were delivered before the company Hawale 2 Limited was appointed. It's accused of overcharging the department by over 100% and submitting claims for services that were never rendered. Investigators say the contract was also unlawfully extended. Shomuka says he accepts the findings, which involve officials in the Pinetown district. The MEC says he's instructed the head of department to implement the tribunal's orders without delay. Meanwhile, NAPTOSA's Tirona Mudli says the findings confirm long-standing concerns over negligence and corruption.
Wasteful and irregular expenditure of this nature is unacceptable, especially in a department that is already deeply cash-strapped and struggling to meet its basic infrastructure, staffing, and resource needs. And every rand lost to corruption is a rand stolen from our learners, our educators, and our communities who rely on functional public education systems.
And Nigeria's government has rescued 100 school children who were abducted last month from St. Mary's Catholic School in the central region. A spokesperson for the Christian Association of Nigeria says the rescue was confirmed yesterday. More than 300 children and 12 school staff were kidnapped by gunmen last month at the school in the remote village of Papiri. 50 pupils managed to escape, but there'd been no update about the other children and missing school staff. It's unclear who sees the children from their boarding school. Now back home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 30 and Richards Bay 31. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Liverpool without Mo Salah for tonight's Champions League clash at Inter Milan. JP Peterson begins his tenure as Sharks interim head coach ahead of the match against the Saracens this weekend. And United move to within a point of Premier League's top four following a convincing victory at Wolves.